Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
Right, you fuckers. I'm going to work my way through each one of you.
Paul as Shockwave.
All right, lads, what's going off here? I'll go over and punch him in the face.
Scott the Stratus.
Kill them. Kill them all.
And me, your GM, Mark.
Unfortunately, due to some audio issues, we lost some footage, so those events will be included in the story so far section. The story so far. The team still have two of Santa's challenges to face. They complete one, but as they start the second, Bullet teleports into the room where Santa is hiding. He discovers that the bad Santa has knocked out the last remaining store shop Santa in the hopes of replacing him in the throng. A fight ensues and bad Santa flees into the main room where the rest of the team are waiting for him. The confrontation is quick and brutal with the team victorious. They round up the store Santas and quickly call in Echo to deal with them. Doing a final sweep of the building, they found Bad Santa's laptop has been rigged to upload embarrassing footage from the games to YouTube. Stratus manages to disable this in the nick of time, and laptop in hand, they return to the Echo campus.
So you head back to the campus, what would you like to do apart from the obvious mundane stuff?
So I'm going to go through this laptop with a fine tooth comb.
Okay, roll me another computer.
8x5.
So yeah, you go through it, apart from that little API he's, or someone's set up for him. If he hasn't set it up himself, it's clean.
Right, just a
it's
base
clean.
Service.
The laptop itself is fairly new. Looks like a sort of a bog standard, off-the-shelf type. In fact, it looks very new.
I think you need to wipe all that stuff with us on. Just in case somebody else at Echo has a look at it.
I've deleted the one with me.
Well, I'll smash it up, every bit of it.
Oh look, I've just accidentally emailed myself the videos.
And then I'll smash you up.
Yeah, based on, you made it by 5, didn't you? There's nothing that you wouldn't expect to find on here. In fact, you reckon this setup is the sort of setup that you would get if you bought it from a big chain store, or maybe stole it from a big chain store.
Well, we've got ourselves a laptop.
What's this? We and ourselves.
Okay, I've got myself a laptop. You can hire it if you want.
Yep, it's the daily rate.
It's the same price of antimatter.
Well, when we find out what the what was the stuff in the drum, when will we get the report from the Echo Ops?
The stuff in the glass canister is mustard gas, which is reasonably easy to manufacture and easy to get your hands on the stuff to make it. And the drum is a mixture of most of the elements required to generate mustard gas, and that catalyst was the last ingredient to drop in there to make it start spewing the sort of noxious, horrible stuff they used to use in the First World War.
So
particularly nasty stuff.
Homemade.
Yeah. If you know what you're doing, or you can get on the internet, it's relatively easy to make. Obviously dangerous to make, but relatively easy to make.
I guess he's awake now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in custody and would have been interviewed by now as well.
And do we have the results of the interview?
Stratus?
Hello.
Did you have his name written down?
It is. Clown Shoes. No, wrong page.
Mr. Clown Shoes.
Rinaldo Moretti.
Yeah, so and it is Rinaldo Moretti. So yeah, from the interview, he is as mad as a box of frogs. The interview sort of brings out that this was purely to get his own back on you guys specifically, because you messed up his last caper.
We foiled his plans.
Yeah, exactly. The games were intended to wear you down before he faced off against you. Also coming out of it is, though, he threatened all the Santas with various things, whether it be friends or family or even just to themselves. And the final part of his game was intended to be that huge balloon net coming down on you and the Santas in the main room. And the balloon net was full of these little magnesium bombs to sort of blind you, hopefully. And lots of those candy canes. And the Santas have been threatened that he would hunt them or, say, family, friends, etc. down if they didn't help him take you out.
Yes. Well, luckily, it didn't come to that. And even if it had, it wouldn't have worked because we disabled it.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Well, you disabled him before he could get anywhere near them.
Right.
Of course, none of the Santas were going to do that. They were just playing the game until you beat him.
Well, you have to get it up pretty early on Christmas Day to beat us, Santa Claus.
Good stuff.
So what time of night is it now?
It's 2 days later.
At this stage of the game, it can be whatever time and whatever day you want it to be.
All right. So, that's that caper sorted.
It certainly seems to be. And yeah, he's quite clearly a meta, so he quite clearly falls under Echo's jurisdiction. Obviously, the FBI presence disappears off the campus pretty rapidly after a couple of days.
And he didn't have any known sort of accomplices or...
No, none at all. If you remember, you looked it up his background and he disappeared off the radar 3 or 4 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
And all the elves you've encountered so far, apart from the two at the last place that you let go, who just seem to be bums he'd hired off the street, really, to fill in the gap, are all in custody as well. Obviously, the elves will be put into regular justice system.
So I guess we go back in the pool.
Gene pool.
Yeah. With some of the sights I can see in Roll 20. The gene pool had better watch out. There ain't enough room in the gene pool. Well, I think I'll go and check on the gym.
Well, I'll come along with you, Bullet.
Yeah, since you very kindly offered to...
be the sensei.
Master.
So, I'll show you around the high-caliber boxing gym. which will have to have a new sign. High-caliber boxing and martial arts gym, potentially. After a trial period to see
Gym and dojo.
Sorry?
Gym and dojo.
Oh,
yeah. High caliber boxing gym and dojo, yeah. We just add that on.
Yeah, just put a bit of tape at the bottom and put it on in marker.
A bit of cardboard hanging on it.
They did say that they would be...
If you listen back to podcast, they did say that. That's what made me think. I was like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
They're looking for somebody with martial arts.
Where could we find someone?
If only I had detective skills.
Because Danny was a boxer, so obviously he was keen to... And he has got a boxing ring in there, if you remember. He agreed on that, wouldn't you? He was saying something like martial arts, because it requires less basic equipment to set up.
So we'll get a few crash mats in as well.
Some chopsticks.
Chopstick.
Bricks and pieces of wood to smash. Chopsticks to catch the flies.
Yeah, that's right.
Some wax and some paint.
Some wax, so you can wax off.
Wax on,
Just wax off.
And some paint so we can paint on. Paint the walls.
Paint on.
Paint on.
Paint on, wax
paint
off.
Paint on, paint off.
Anyway, diversion. Again.
So yeah, we'll just take the piss out of each other until another mission comes along.
Stratus, what are you up to?
So, how near Christmas is it? What date are we on?
So you're on about the 8th of December.
Right, okay. Well, I think what I'll do in the meantime is... I'll go to, like, the local hospital and, like, go to, like, children's wards and things like that. Hey, superhero going to visit you for Christmas. And all that. Do a bit of PR.
Bit of PR? Yeah, that's fine.
In fact, I'll buy shitloads of presents because I am very wealthy. And I'll go around and, yeah, take presents around to all the kids.
Take some of Bad Santa's gifts.
In fact, I know I could wear his costume. Yeah. Oh, ho, ho, children.
So, shockwave and bullet. Can you just make me a quick perception, please? And you've got plus two to this.
Sorry, plus
two.
Plus two. Yeah, well, maybe by one in that case.
Made it by three.
Made it by three. Okay.
Do we perceive anything?
As you arrive, I take it Shockwave's driving his big flashy muscle car. Yeah. As you pull up into the sort of the car parking bit, you notice in the car park there seems to be a very conspicuous dozen various kinds of motorcycles.
But nobody around them?
Nobody around them. No other vehicles in the car park. They haven't been back that often since it's been set up, so you don't know how busy it does get or not.
Oh.
Do they look like choppers and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah, they look like various kinds of Harleys and custom bikes, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Rebs. The Rebs are in town.
Black Widows.
Yeah. Let's drive over them.
It's a good job you brought the tank.
Yeah. No, I won't. Right, let's go in.
The gym is empty apart from... So if you remember, there's two guys, Danny and George. Danny's the ex-boxer, and George is more the sort of cardio guy. George is pinned up against the ring by two guys in biker boots, jeans, jackets, big black spiders painted on the backs of their jackets.
They are the Black Widows.
Seems to be, you know... Seems to be struggling to get away from them, but they're a lot bigger than he is, and they're not having any problems holding him where he is.
Are they all wearing wigs?
German helmet.
Yeah.
Danny is about 8 feet in front of you, from the door. Again, he's got two big burly guys sort of holding him by the arms, one hand locked into his shoulder, the other one pulling his arm back, you know, sort of forcing him forward. See, there's blood streaming down his face. And just as you walk in, another guy stood in front of him just takes another swing and pummels him in the face.
All right, lads, what's going off here? Can you put him down?
So you say that. You see, there's a few more of these guys scattered around. They seem to be generally trying to vandalise equipment.
Right, well...
As you say that, yeah, the guy who's taking the swings turns around. The two blokes holding him are obviously facing you in the doorway anyway.
Well, whatever damage you've done to the machinery and in here, I'm going to take it out on your bikes.
So the guy who's doing the punching turns around. As he sees you, he sort of rubs his hands together and does that thing where you lace your fingers, cracks your knuckles. He goes, the main event's here, lads.
I'll go over and punch him in the face.
So yeah, he's only about... So about 6 or 8 feet in front of you are Danny, who's being, as I say, held by these two guys. You know, they're sort of disabling him by holding his arms behind his back. And the guy who's doing the pounding in front of him. There's two more up against the ring, so they're about 15 feet away. And there's about... four to each side of you. You're just walking up to him, punching him.
Yeah, well, find weakness.
Okay, so remember, find weakness, you have to concentrate, so it's a... See what I mean? It takes you off phase action. If you're doing that, we're going into initiative.
Oh, no, I'll just go over and punch him then.
Okay. Bullet, what are you doing? Because you are a bit faster than Shockwave.
Yeah, I'm going to teleport the one holding Danny. Danny's the boxer, isn't he?
Yes, he is. There's two holding him. One on each arm.
The one holding his right arm, I'm going to teleport him onto the roof. How's that?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, well, I make my... Well, oh, sorry, I need to roll to hit, don't I? So,
yes.
hit DCV9 or lower.
Yeah, you hit him.
So the one holding his right arm is on the
okay. sorry, Shockwave, it's your attack.
I wasn't using Fine Weakness, so I'm going to use my skill with Martial Maneuvers, so that gives me the plus one for my OCV. I'm going to do a Nerve Strike. So that is...
So you jab at his throat, but he slides out the way.
Martial arts are useless.
Oh, you're so unlucky. Bullet, it's you again. So there's sort of three guys off to your left, four off to your right, and there's four in front of you. As you teleport that guy out, the only other guy holding him up and not expecting him, Danny just sort of slumps to the floor.
Okay, so he's really hurt. Are any of them holding weapons?
No.
Are any of them armed?
No.
Are there any... I mean, because I'm just in my civvies. I haven't got any weapons upon me. Is there anything can be used as a weapon, you know, amongst the equipment?
Yeah, there's weights and whatever lying around, yeah. Or there's just your fists.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got basic martial arts from Echo training, so... nearest guy.
I believe you're not wearing your armour. I'm glad that I'm going to wear my armour when I go to the kids' hospital.
So that's...
Well, I'm wearing my armour.
They all start moving in, converging on you two.
Right, in that case, I am going to go for this one down here. And I'm going to use a martial arts, standard hand-to-hand basic strike.
Okay.
Which is plus one OCV, and it's...
Gives you an extra 2d6 damage.
On top of your strength.
So that would be 5d6, wouldn't it? Based on...
If your strength's 15,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. DCV 14.
Punch.
yeah. It comes in with his fists up, ready, swinging wide. Easily slip his guard.
For 70.
So you hit him for 17 stun and 3 body. So yeah, you give him a really hefty blow, you know, on the jaw. See his eyes rattle a bit. He doesn't go down, but you obviously hurt him.
Thwack.
Roll your knockback. So you've only done 3 body, so it's very unlikely 3. You'll knock him back. But...
No.
So yeah, you don't send him flying backwards. But yeah, you give him a solid blow. Shockwave.
I'm going to do a defensive strike. So, 5 or lower. Oh my god, what did I roll there?
So you're going for the guy who was beating Danny, aren't you? Yeah, you hit him.
Good. So that's 4d6. 15. And 3 body.
So just roll your knockback.
Which is...
4 knock body. Knockback killing attack. Yeah, 4 body.
Sorry?
4 body.
Oh, yeah. So is that just 3d6? Not back.
If you press knockback-KA. This isn't a killing attack, but you get the same legs for martial arts and killing attack.
What, so I just put body done in there?
Yeah, so yeah. 4.
Alright. My god.
Yay! You knocked him back square.
Alright.
sorry.
See, just you slam him backwards.
Does he trip over Dan? Him?
Does he trip over Danny? Yeah, he might do.
Make him prone.
No, he doesn't trip over Danny, but you do. You knock him back onto his arse.
Right. Does that make him prone?
it does make him prone, yes.
Oh.
And it is. Bullet, it's you again, man.
Force field. Does that act against, you know, hand to hand attacks as well?
Yep.
I think so, yeah. Depends whether you've... I don't know if you have to take it as physical or energy. I don't know if it acts against both by default.
I mean, it's physical damage and energy damage, so...
So, yeah, it works against hand-to-hand attacks. Think of it like a second skin. If you wanted it to bubble okay. out, you would have to take an advantage to make it an area of effect.
Yeah, I've got my combat luck, so that's 9 PD anyway. So, I'm gonna hit this guy again, hopefully. And we take the endurance. We use endurance for hand-to-hand attacks, don't we?
You do, yeah. But I don't believe you have to pay it for the martial arts dice.
I know my base hand-to-hand damage would be endurance 1.
All right, okay, so it's, martial arts doesn't add to the endurance. That's one of the advantages of it.
So it's just the one endurance per attack, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hit DCV 13.
Yeah, you...
My God.
You easily strike him.
Oh, dear.
It's like hitting a punch bag. It's just so easy.
three body... And 20 stun.
Just roll your knockback. You didn't do 3 body, you did 6 body.
Oh, of course I did, yeah, sorry. Thank you.
You rolled 3 sixes and 3 ones. 2 ones, sorry. 20 stun. Yeah, you don't knock him back, you do knock him out.
Right, you fuckers. I'm going to work my way through each one of you now. You piss on my gym, I'm going to piss on you.
So this guy prone?
Yeah, that art guy is prone, but unfortunately they act before you. Yeah, he spends this round getting up. Unfortunately, his lackeys move in and engage with you. They just drop Danny, the guy who's pinned up against the thing. Well, actually, two of them, the other one stays with him just in case. Unfortunately, Shockwave, they just try and mob you. They're just all rushing around you. The roof is about 18 feet. Same to you, Bullet. The two that are sort of still near you come in, try and handle you mob-handed. Mob-handed, all two of them. Unfortunately, Shockwave was closer to the larger body. So, Bullet, a couple of them try and hit you. What's your DCV?
9.
They're obviously barroom brawlers. They're swinging at you, and they're big... burly blokes, but they can't land a blow on you. You're just too deaf for them. Shockwave, unfortunately, they sort of mob you and surround. So what's your DCV?
9 at the moment, because I just...
9?
Yeah, defensive strike.
So yeah, they all come in, try and use their bulk of numbers to overbear you. But again, your martial arts, you're slipping and sliding in between them. But unfortunately, two of them do strike you. I wouldn't worry about it too much, to be honest.
Not.
The first one does 3 body and 9 stun. Second one does 2 body and 10 stun.
Less your defences.
I think your PD's about 16, isn't it?
Well, it's 17 with the armour on.
Yeah, so if you're in your uniform, they definitely don't touch you. They hit you, but it's just not going through either. Yeah, the Echo armor just hardens where they hit, and then your own defenses absorb anything that doesn't. Bullet, it's you again, as these two close with you. It's pure aggression in their faces.
Okay, I'm going to go for this one. Gain with a basic strike. DCV 16.
Yeah, hit.
No, how'd you get that?
Well, I've just got a high OCV because of my dex.
Right.
I can't. I mean, what can I say? I'm a meta.
Well, its strength is accuracy, isn't it?
For 6 body, 17 stun.
Just roll your knockback.
No.
But you still land the solid blow.
Got to keep him where I can hit him.
Shockwave, it's you.
Right, so the one that came at me, who was knocking the crap out of the other guy.
He's not around you.
Isn't he?
No.
Right, next biggest one.
Okay, remember you've struck one of these guys as well already, if you wanted to focus on one.
I've only hit one?
Yeah. Well, oh, sorry, yes, no, God, I've taken it off the wrong guy, sorry.
DCV 7 or lower.
Yeah, you hit him. So these guys are just boring brawlers, they don't have the finesse you do.
17 and 4, 5 body.
Just roll your knockback.
Minus 7.
It's hard to knock people back with martial arts. No. It's harder. Yeah, it's meant to be precision. That's where you get the extra damage when you lose the knockback.
Right. So is he still awake?
Yes, yeah, he's still up. Again, you can tell you rattled him, though. It's bullet again.
I'm going to go for the one that I've already hit.
He tries to abort to dodge.
Aborts to dodge?
But I think you'll still hit him anyway.
I hit DCV 11.
Actually, no, he doesn't abort to dodge. He tries to block it.
Okay.
He's not going to do it. Basically means he's got if he can match your attack, then he can block it effectively. No, he just isn't fast enough. He brings his hands up, but you've hit him before he's even got his guard up.
Cool.
Oh, damage.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 body, 19 stun.
Just roll your knockback.
0.
So yeah, you don't knock him back, but again, you knock him out.
Stay down.
And it's them. Yeah, you knock him out. His buddy next to him, who's on his own against you, whereas all the others are bunched around Shockwave. You see, he reaches down towards sort of a Bowie knife sort of strapped to his leg. Reaches down towards it, and the guy that was beating on Danny, as soon as the guy reaches down, he just goes, "No weapons!" And the guy stops and tries to swing at you with his offhand. What's your DCV?
9.
9, yeah. Swings wild, though. And then the ones at the 5 around Shockwave. God's sakes. What's your DCV, Shockwave?
9.
Blimey. How many are there?
5. 9, did you say? Yes, 2 of them managed to strike you. In fact, I'm not sure it's even worth rolling. The first one definitely doesn't go through your armor. The second one does 4 body and 12 stun. That won't even go through your armor, will it?
No.
He hits you. He obviously thinks he's got a perfect shot on you. He catches you on the chin, but just, you know, you just roll with it, and you know the toughness of your own skin and your metahuman frame just shrugs it off like it was nothing.
A wink at him. Then punches mate.
On your sheet, you should have presence attack somewhere.
Yeah.
Just roll it.
Eleven.
What is it? What is your presence attack?
15.
So you went by 4. So you wink at him. He brings his guard right up. And his eyes keep flicking to the left, you know, looking for what's at his side and behind him.
So the guy that came at me originally.
And it's your action now, Shockwave.
Or is it bullets?
No, it's yours.
So 10 or lower.
Yes, yeah, you hit.
5 body, 13 stun.
And you've hit him before, haven't you?
Twice now.
And just roll your knockback, just
done
in
that.
Case.
Minus 4.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah, you don't knock him back, but you do knock him out.
Good. Next!
Bullet, it's you. There's this one guy on you. He's sort of recorrects himself now, you know, because he was going for his knife and just had to take off hand swing, but...
Okay, it's me, yeah. Right, I'll go for it to hit. Ooh, DCV 6.
Yeah, that hits.
A glancing blow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Body, 22 stun.
Just roll your knockback.
Oh, no.
It's pretty better you don't knock them back, to be fair. Again, you don't take him out, but you really rattle him. You know, he sways back on his feet. And then you follow it up because it's your action again.
I'm going to tell him to stay where he is.
Stop that, knocking them all out.
And move over here. Go for this one.
Yeah, you're certainly quick enough to do that. You stay here, step to your right. swing, move into one of the ones surrounding Shockwave. Yeah, you can attack it.
Cool.
As long as you don't move over half your movement.
Who was the one that shouted no weapons?
The guy that you originally punched.
Is he, and he's out now?
No, he's up at the top with George and another of his lackeys.
All right. Well, I'm going to step towards him over this one that I've just knocked out. Well, after bullets attack, sorry.
DCV 7?
Yeah, hit.
5 body, 21 stun.
Just roll your knockback.
No.
So you don't knock him back, but again, you rattle. You don't knock him out, but you do rattle him. And this is actually segment 12, so... do you act in 12 as well, Shockwave?
Yeah.
So you as well, your action.
All right, so I'm going to step to there, punch him.
Okay, what's your move? I assume about 6. So remember, you can only move half your full movement and still act, but yours is about 8, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, it's plenty close enough. You cover the sort of 12 feet between the two of you, and you just probably beat the crap out of him, I would imagine. But obviously, since you're coming, times it as you swing.
A feint. They're going to do a feint. I'm not going to hit him.
you actually faint
at him. Stop wobbling in front of him.
You miss him. There's what, 1, 2, 3 of them are down, aren't they? Is that 3, 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
Okay, it's their actions. So you try and swing at him. He tries to strike you back. Oh, gets close, but not close enough. two of the ones that, you've moved away from follow up behind you. One swings around to try and help his buddy with bullet. What's your DCV bullet? 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, they try and surround you, but you're too fast for them. Two coming up behind you, Shockwave. Again, they haven't quite got the weight of numbers now. What's your DCV?
9 at the moment.
Yeah, they both miss you as well. Recovery. If anyone's taken any damage.
No. What is it for a martial maneuver? It's 4, isn't it?
What,
for endurance?
Depends on what your strength is.
All right.
I mean, your character
sheet. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's 4. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You get your endurance back, Paul.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well,
you get whatever your endurance points, whatever your recovery is, back in endurance and stun if you've actually been hit. Which I don't think you have you?
No.
And we're back to the top. Which is bullet.
So this one who I told to stay where he was, he tried to hit me, yeah?
Yes, he did, yeah, along with his two buddies.
I'm going to remind him, I told you to stay where you were.
And fuck then
I'm
gonna you. Hit,
and then I'm going to hit this one.
Okay.
You're going to fuck your buddy, mate. Sorry, this is very blue. I do apologise.
That's why we've got an explicit tag.
So this is the other one that I've already hit. DCV 12 hit.
Yeah, you hit easily. These guys have a DCV of 4.
1, 2, 3, 4 body, 14 stun.
Just roll your knock back.
No.
But again, you don't knock him back. Knock him out. And... You put him down and then turn to one of his two mates because it's your action again.
What are we on now?
We are on. Sorry, let me just do that. 2.
Huh? 3?
2.
Oh, 2.
Oh, unless I've got my little thing a little bit wrong. Because do you act in 1, don't you, Bullet? Or do you?
I act in 2.
Oh, do you? Sorry, my mistake. So it is Shockwave.
So, find weakness.
Okay.
Oh, fucking hell. No.
You still get an attack if you want to use it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to.
You reckon his fighting style is so poor that you can't find any more weakness in what he's doing?
Oh, dear. So, 6 or lower.
Yeah, you hit.
That is 1, 2, 3, 4 body, 15 stun.
Oh. Ooh, almost. You give him a good belt. He doesn't go down, though. Bullet hits you again.
There's this guy who isn't hurt. I'm going to go for him. Yeah. 6 body, 17 stun.
I just roll your knockback.
No.
So again, you give him a good clout, he doesn't go down. And it's their actions. And yes, they all try and hammer down on you again. You're rapidly realising that these probably aren't that much of a threat. Less of a threat than they expected.
I was quite confident walking in, thinking, well, these are only just going to be bikers. That's why I went up to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I thought they might lay a glove on one of you. The three around you, Bullet, again, you just dance around the you know, sort of slow, sluggish blows. You've got 4 around you, Shockwave. If only there weren't these innocents in the radius of your blast.
Can't use meta. We're not using meta powers.
Oh, right, of course, yeah, yeah. That was a really silly thing to say, because that's exactly why they're not using weapons.
Yes, I know. I gathered that. Trying to make us use meta and then get us into trouble.
Your DCV's 9, isn't it? Yeah. One of them strikes you. He strikes you. I'm not rolling the damage. It won't go through your armor.
Right.
Bullet, it's you again.
I'm going to go for the one I hit last.
You all right, Scott?
Ooh, did I hit?
Yep.
You did, yeah.
Only 3 body, 12 stun.
Knockback?
No.
So you strike him a second time. He stays on his feet.
I'm going to have to watch out for you.
Shockwave, it's you.
Right, same guy. 4.
Yeah.
Good. 1, 2, 3, body. That wasn't very good, was it?
10 stun, yeah.
Yeah. No, not that bad.
Yeah, you strike him again. Again, he doesn't go down either. And then it's Bullet again.
I'm going to go for this one that stayed on his feet.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you knock him out. He's on 2 stun. And it's them. That guy in front of you, Shockwave, goes, okay, enough, enough! Just throws his hands in the air, stops. And they all just step back, you know, raise their hands, step back.
All right, choose a window and tell me why I shouldn't knock you through it.
He laughs in your face. Go on then, my lawyer will fucking take you to the cleaners, idiot.
Oh my god. No, I think I'll just go outside and destroy your bikes instead.
Meet my lawyer again then.
Who is it? Which one is it? Is it him over there? Which one's your lawyer? One of these?
Yeah, it's him stood next to me.
Yeah, having a midlife crisis, thinks he can be a biker like the rest of you.
You're not going to hit him?
No, I'm not.
He winks at you. He goes, do you know what? I never thought it'd be this hard taking on some matters. You're tougher than I realised.
Well,
which is the one?
Fair play, though. Good fight. Fuck. Looks at his guy. About a third of his guys on the floor are all out cold.
Which is the one talking?
Yeah, that one you just pinged. Or someone pinged.
So, what do you think you're doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah, what are you doing here in the gym? Why are you beating up on these guys?
We're looking for you.
So you take it out on these?
Well, we needed for a reason for you to come and find us, didn't we?
Well,
how would we know to find you unless we walked in and, you know, how would we know to find you? We came
when
here
we left them, when we left them in a bloody heap and then came back tomorrow and did the same. And then the day after that, did the same. You'd have found us eventually.
Right. Well, I'm just going to get my lawyer, these two, because you've done some physical damage to them and destroyed some of the machinery.
Yeah, I know. Terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you reckon? 3 months suspended? It's worth it for the rep.
What rep?
Fighting matters hand to hand.
What, I'm getting your asses whipped?
you tell me how many other gangs have been fighting Metas fist to fist. There ain't many of them.
But you haven't hit us fist to fist. You haven't hurt any at us at all.
Yeah, I tell
doesn't
you what.
I'm just gonna
start
doesn't
laughing
matter.
At him.
Tell you what, I'm gonna have a word with Echo and get him to put a bulletin out. What's the name of your gang?
The Black Widows.
Oh dear me.
Okay, well don't worry, because all
just roll me a streetwise bullet.
So what is it? I think it's 12.
I'm guessing it's at least 11. So yeah, as ludicrous as it may sound, you know that on the street, someone taking on Metas hand to hand, whether they win or not, would be considered a bit of a bad. This is a rep thing. You know, he's not lying to you. He can now, you know, his little gang can now say they fought Metas.
No, they tried to fight Metas.
Well, they fought you. They didn't win, but they fought you.
They didn't do anything. So, Bullet, do you know where their headquarters is? The Old Street One.
No, yes. You've never heard of them, Bullet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. So you make it... No, you definitely never heard of them.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
These must be some up-and-coming or, you know, small-timers that have probably done this to make a name for themselves.
Right.
I'll ask him, where's your gang house? Chapter.
Chapter.
Might come down.
Our chapter house is the road, man. It's the road.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking, you know, if you wanted to a bit more publicity, we could come and visit you, but the road's a bit general. You know, it's... I mean, I could pop outside and find a road out there, but it's not like I'm looking for the Black Widows. You know where I can find them. I mean, who's going to, you know, everyone's going to go,
why would I want you to find me now? You've done your job.
Right, okay, getting you a bit of rep. Yeah, well, you can do yours and repair the damage, make good the damage you've done here.
Yeah, fuck off.
I didn't quite catch that.
Yeah, just fuck off. Now, if you want to arrest me, call the police, fine, get on with it.
Why don't you just fuck off with the rest of your pals? Go and pretend to be bikers.
Why don't you take their bikes as payment?
He's threatening the lawyer. Don't want any rap. Don't want any van rep.
Yeah, Bullet. You, as I say, you made the streetwise. They're doing this for some rep, and they're doing things by the book as much as you know you can be. You know, obviously breaking the law. You know, you could have them done for, you know, a fray, maybe whatever the equivalent is of GBH and all that sort of stuff. You know, vandalism. You know, you're possibly trespassing.
One of them went to pull a weapon.
But they're all but no one did pull a weapon. They're all minor offences. Just like when you were in a gang, it's part of the core. You expect to do a bit of time. As long as you don't get caught for anything big, who cares? You know, it's just
right.
Well, you can put down on their character sheets, Mark, hunted by us. Because every time I see him, I'm going to be knocking them off the road.
Oh, your bike's got a puncture.
Yeah.
How did that happen? It's the energy blast that punctured your wheel.
Shockwave.
Shockwaves accidentally falling out of the sky.
Well, if we're done here, because we are, we'll be off. You're both stood in front of him, and he literally pushes his way between you.
No, he doesn't. I'm not moving.
He tries to.
Got 20 strength.
So yeah, you resist him sort of nudging you, but he still bumps shoulders with you, do you know what I mean? He just turns on you rather than...
I'll just look in his face. Next time, bring someone harder.
There ain't going to be a next time. Told you, you've done your job.
Just break his arm.
Don't wind him up, you're not there.
I know.
Come on then, lads. Grab those two, maybe we'll have to strip them with their collars, I don't know.
What, grab them four?
Four, yeah. Grab them four. And, you know, a couple of others have, like, got bloody noses and, you know, swelling eyes.
Good luck riding off then, lads. I'll say to the unconscious ones. Maybe you want to wait around until you're recovered.
Talk to them all you want. They're unconscious. They won't hear a thing.
Yeah. So what are you going to do with them?
We'll sling them over the saddles. We'll figure that out later.
Go on then. We'll watch.
So yeah, they drag their mates outside and start trying to bring them around. Don't get me wrong, they haven't knocked anyone into stupid legs still, so they managed to wake them up after a few minutes. And yes, they look sorely bruised and battered, but certainly the leader genuinely doesn't seem to care, doesn't seem to be at all threatened by you either. In fact, as they're trying to wake them up and, you know, what, if you're gonna stand there and watch, you guys get paramedic training, don't you? You ought to be coming over here and sorting these guys out.
We're going to sort our guys out first.
Well, yeah, good I'll point. Not keep you then, standing out here, watching yours while your mates bleed in the gym. Very heroic.
No, being looked after, I can see, by the other one.
Oh, yeah, I can see. Oh, I wouldn't do that. That's not what you should do with a man who's unconscious.
How can you see him? You're outside, he's inside.
Well, you seem to be able to see him all right, so can
door.
I.
I'm in the door. Standing in the doorway. Off you go, then.
But we're not quite finished yet.
Why are you trespassing?
Call the police.
Okay, get my phone out.
But are you genuinely calling the police yet?
No.
you're pretending to call the police?
Yeah.
There's a skill for that, but okay.
Just use my sleight of hand.
What, so he can't see you calling the police?
Exactly.
It's a triple bluff.
I'll ring
speaking clock.
It will be 7,
you ring Strauss
and 40 seconds.
So you phone Strauss. Yeah, they do get themselves together after a few minutes, and unless you interfere, they sneeringly ride away, or arrogantly, the leader at least rides away.
Can you sort a satellite out and see where they go?
What are you going about?
Well, I'll tell him what's going off as if I'm talking to the police.
Kill them. Kill them all.
Kill them all. We don't need lawyers then.
Yeah. And don't worry, because Bullet can teleport them into the sea.
Time to the bikes.
You should definitely take a bike as a payment.
Too much trouble in it.
Nope.
Are you on the radio?
I'm on the phone to him.
He says has to take his comm link off to put the phone to his ear. No, you probably, I mean, you just came here as a social thing, didn't you? So yeah. You'd be wider.
Yeah, better do some paramedics on Danny, which I made by 5.
Yeah, that's fine. He is. It is literally, you know, they've roughed him up. They haven't done any serious damage. Probably no worse than anything he ever got in the ring.
Well, I guess they won't be back, but do you want us to sort out some security in case any other gangs look to make a name?
Yeah, yeah, maybe we should do something like that. He says, wiping blood from his, you know, under his nose, or cleaning himself up with one of those horrible gym towels you always see them using in the boxing films.
Okay, well, what's that?
Yeah, I was going to say, we can have you can keep the doors locked and have some CCTV to let whoever you want in.
Yeah, we'll have to think about that. If we make it too inaccessible, we're just going to lose clients, aren't we?
Yeah.
If you get yourself down to the emergency room, see what treatment you need, and I'll make it good. I know how.
We've sorted out, you know, the insurance for the staff, so that's us as well. So it covers us. Well, that is only us at the moment. Is George okay? Because he's out of his field of vision. And George comes, no, I'm fine. I couldn't help.
What's that?
So sorry. Yeah, George is apologising to Danny. You know, Danny's obviously grabbed Danny, beat the crap out of him. Whether George, they seem to have been able to subdue pretty easily.
So there's too many to take on. So just as well we walked in when we did.
Yeah. George, you think George probably only got a beating because, you know, because he can handle himself, he probably managed to, you know, make a small amount of headway.
Maybe we hire a couple of personal trainers that are doormen as well.
Yeah. Well, I said if I join, then I'll teach, but I'm going to need an assistant anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason for our visit is my friend Shockwave here would like to offer his services as a martial arts trainer.
Yeah, let's use my proper name, Kendo Takeshi.
So yeah, Danny looks him up and down and goes, "Is he any good?"
Oh, you bastard.
Don't remember, he was unconscious, or near as, damn it, unconscious during the whole fight. No,
not as good as Bullet.
Well, to be fair, I had to carry him a bit, but, you know, I think he can teach the young folk a thing or two.
No, I'm just joking. I know you Echo guys get a lot of training anyway, sorry. It's just obviously I was out, and, well, you know, got to laugh these things off, haven't you?
Good job.
Better get myself down the A&E, though, might have a concussion. We'll see. Definitely. Give it an hour. I'll give it an hour. I'll know the signs.
Okay. Well, we can drive you down there, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. They ain't going to be back, are they?
And what about the damage to the equipment? I mean, if they just sort of rough stuff up, or if they actually broken things, or
just roll me a perception.
No.
So you have a quick glance around, and you know, you saw them mucking around with bits of equipment and stuff, like, you know, pulling weights off of racks and things like that, but you can't see anything. It looks a mess, but you can't see anything major, but you just don't know. It's too much of a mess. You'd have to go and have a proper look.
Fair enough. Well, George, you know, let us know.
George, I'll check it all out. They hadn't been here that long when you got here. It's lucky you turned up when you did, from what they said. Otherwise, we'd have got a drubbing today and then a drubbing tomorrow as well. See, George has got a bruise forming under one cheek.
You both might come down to the emergency room.
And I'll stay here. They only hit me the once and then pinned me against there. Once they'd got me pinned, they weren't that fussed. They seemed to be happy to give Danny the drubbing because he hit one of them.
How's it going anyway? Have you had many people through the door?
Yeah, it's going all right. What with you calling it what you did, and we haven't been shy about saying, you know, it's your place. It's
probably why these lots turned up.
Plenty of interest, and unfortunately, the reverse side of that is we've made ourselves a bit of a target, haven't we? We're not making a huge profit, you know, because we're trying to keep the prices as low as we can. We'd rather go for quantity, and it's not the richest of areas.
Good. And you're enjoying it apart from the unwanted visitors?
Yeah, until today it was great.
Good.
I've never done anything like this before, you know, trying to run somewhere and the finances and setting things up. It's quite interesting. He says, looking a bit ashamed. Says, Danny's happy to do them all the promotion side. I'm okay. The admin side is like,
well, we've all got hidden talents.
Says, what we need is, you know, we're doing all this pen and paper. We need like, you know, some...
What, like a laptop or something?
Yeah, we need some equipment, you know. some proper software and all that sort of stuff to do it properly. Someone who can show me how to use it and set it all up and all that sort of thing.
No, just the person.
Yeah, we'll sort that out for you.
Right. Let's drop these off at the hospital and then get back to...
George says, no, I'll stay. I'm all right. I didn't pass out or anything.
Well,
I'll start tidying it up, see what the damage is.
I'll lock the doors.
Yeah, I might do that.
Sort out some hours for martial art training and I'll come back and we can start that if you get any interest.
Yeah, a meta instructor might bring in a bit more trade.
There you go.
Maybe we should think about setting up franchises.
That's what I was thinking, actually. We'll have a gym in every city.
Okay, well, let us know if there's anything you need, and just give us a call.
Right, let's get out of here.
And yeah, sees you out. You hear him lock the door behind you.
Thanks, Shockwave. You know, thanks for what you did back there.
It's all right. They're just cowards using numbers.
I'll keep tabs.
Yeah, well played, not rising to the bait as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get Danny to A&E to get him checked, or the emergency room, sorry, to get him checked over. And yeah, he's got a mild concussion. And yeah, one of the cuts on his cheek needs a stitch just to make sure it knits properly. But apart from that, he's fine.
Yeah, so we'll drop him back or whatever and then go back to Echo.
Okay. Stratus, sorry.
That's okay.
So what were you doing again? Sorry.
Visiting sick children in hospital.
Oh, yes, of course. So you're doing the PR rounds,
yeah,
Phil.
Taking loads of Echo branded stuff and buy a truckload of toys and stuff. Yeah, and go around the wards.
Brilliant.
Conjuring a few powers.
And you're quite loaded. And yes, you can buy, there's lots of Echo branded stuff.
Yes,
lots of it. There's action figures, there's all the stuff that you can brand, that any film would brand, they brand.
Yeah.
You can get Echo breakfast cereal. You can get Echo pens.
Yeah, well, I'll take like caps and t-shirts and pens and things that kids could use when in a hospital bed, as well as some normal, regular, non-Echo toys.
Brilliant.
And go around. Show Echo's charitable Christmas face. The face of Stratus. I'll don a Santa hat, but go in my full regalia.
We really need to come up with some way of measuring popularity, don't we?
Possibly.
I'll have to think about it. Well, it would make sense, because...
Yeah, so a renown.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you could be as renowned for being bad as you could for being good.
You could indeed, yeah. Seems to make sense. I don't think there's really a mechanic for that, is there? And it seems there should be in a superhero world, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So whatever it turns out to be, and we can bounce some emails back and forth about it. You'll have earned a bit more.
Yeah, thanks. You're the kids of Cigar City Lighter.
Cigar. Cigars.
Yeah. Neo, do you want the Slim Panatella or the Cuban?
So you do a bit of a pressing the flesh, as it were. It's met with a lot of enthusiasm. Some people do know who you are. Some of the kids do recognise you, because I remember that little bit of YouTube footage out there, and you've been mentioned on the local news a couple of times, but not that many.
Yeah.
But a lot more know who you are by the time you finish.
Yeah. Well, it's not all about the PR. It's about making these poor, unfortunate children have a happier time. I'm not that shallow. it's win-win, isn't it? It helps us.
Now, I sent you a list of skills, didn't I?
Yeah.
Sent everyone a list of skills, of which I haven't got in front of me. Which is the most appropriate one for this?
Shadowing?
Electronics.
I've got there. It's going to be...
Bureaucratics.
So bureaucratics is specifically for dealing with bureaucracy, so it's not really conversations possible or seduction. Whereas, I mean, seduction in this isn't literally, a sexual seduction. It's being able to win individuals around to,
to hear it. These are sick children.
They should probably say friendship or something. So seduction is probably the most pertinent one. So it's based on presence. You make a good impression anyway, but let's just see if it's...
Hey, so, kids, have some crap.
No, it's not that. Yeah, so, I mean, it's not a failure. It's just if you've done something stunning or whatever.
Yeah.
You make a good impression, and you further both the popularity of Echo and yourself.
Yeah. I suppose if more of the parents had happened to be there rather than just the children when I visited...
Yeah, you'll appreciate parents and nurses and doctors, and unless there's anything specific you were going after, then that's fine.
No.
Thank you for listening to Chimpions Episode 4. If you enjoyed what you heard, please go to iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a review. Also, you can find us on Twitter at ChimpionsRPG, or you can contact us at mark@champions.co.uk.